Accession number 11750, Reel 9.
Mr. Lineker, Reel 9. I'd like now to go through in a bit of detail about what life was like in this camp, because it's the main Italian camp that you were in. Could you describe the layout of the camp in as much, you know, PG 73, in as much detail as you can now, how it was sort of set out?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you had the main gate, and on the right, as far as I can remember, on the right was the administration offices and the camp commandant's office and a storeroom where the parcels used to be stored, and any parcels, personal parcels from home that were stored for the prisoners. On the left was the guard room and the quarters for the Italian guards. Then that was, front of view was the main, call it street or main avenue through. And all the, if I can remember rightly, all the huts, the prisoners' huts was on the right. And set in blocks of and compounds, like the English compound that I was in, was separated from the Asian compound, and the
how
odds, just a matter of a wall. Well, not a wall, shall we say, a fence. I should say something, not a wall, a fence of barbed wire, a main fence, a barbed wire. And of course, you could come out of your compound and walk across and go. It was only a case of being separated as regards segregating races, not as cause of keeping away. Although you couldn't go into each compound, it was through the wire. Did your bartering follow?
And they didn't stop you?
No, it was done. Well, even some of their own lot bartered, didn't they, for cigarettes.
So on the right of this main out, you've gone in through the main gate, you've gone past the thing. On the right were all the huts.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what was on the left then? Because you see what I mean.
There was a hut there that they used for sort of... if you could call it recreational. There was a few books in. They kept the gear in for the concert party. I think I've shown you a photograph of it. There's the concert party, the theatre for the concert party, a bit of a stage that were knocked up and so on. Showers and all that caper. You could go to showers there if you wanted, but we'd got outside in between was you get the long water pipe with a series of taps running down cold water to what the ablution.
That was by your hut.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the latrines? Were they?
They were by your hut.
One block, a latrine. For each compound, race compound.
Yeah, yeah.
And what else was on the left? Was that where the exercise?
That's about. If I can remember, they used to do. You see, you just brought a point up there, exercise. You're getting to the question of what exercise we did.
No, I just wondered if the exercise... I'll come back to whether you...
Well, you could walk about around your own compound. There was plenty of room to walk around. And you got your exercise between the huts. They used to string... They put a lump of rope across and they'd do handball. What we used to call shuttlecock, as you remember that thing, badminton, isn't it, they call it now, and bits of ball games. And of course, don't forget that the that period of when we first went in was winter. And the dark nights.
Hang on, you're getting sort of into recreation now, and we're really looking at the layout of the camp.
Oh, your layout, aye.
So,
well, that's about it, generally speaking, you know.
What was round the camp on the outside? Not the
Well, you'd got your small, what they call it, a trip wire. I mean, it was about a foot high, wasn't it? If it were 18 inches, that's all it was. And then you didn't go beyond there. If you went beyond there, you were asking for it. Because then was the main double effort
barbed wire.
And then on the corners was the towers, the guards' towers around the on the corners. And of course, they had them on the main gates. What was he on? Recreate. Oh, that's the layout. Yes, the layout he was on about.
Well, that's
about that. That's about covers it. What there is, because there's nothing else. What else was there to do? You there was no work.
Now your hut, you've described.
Now your hut was like a raft hut, the length of it and shape of it. You know what I mean?
And you had these double bunks.
Now with double bunks, there would be a double bunk, and then a double bunk together, sort of like a semi-detached house affair. You follow? Bunks, they was like a semi-detached house. Where'd you put two semis together? A double bunk and a double bunk. Then a little gap between the other two double bunks. You follow? I was on the top one, and Georgie was next to me on the next one.
Was it better to be on the top bunk than the bottom bunk?
Well, I don't know. I never gave that a thought, really. There was always a chance of being... It was a climb up, but at least you wouldn't get all the chaff out the mattresses on top of you. That you see, when they started turning around in bed upstairs, you could all see a flaky... It was coming down flaky all over you, out the mattress.
What were the mattresses?
Straw mattresses. Straw mattresses.
And you and had a pillar, boards under there. Pillar.
And, and boards. What did he call them boards? There was a name for them. Slats. Slat boards.
Sometimes in POW camps you didn't end up with many slats. Was it mostly all there?
Not there. There was all there. And funnily enough, which I'm diverting again, you see, I never saw... Altogether, many in the Italian camps are brewing up gear as I did in Germany.
So they weren't used.
So you never. They were never used, as far as I know.
Right.
I can't understand that because,
we're
still getting parcels.
I'll come back. Was there
the eating was the old fashioned stove in the middle of the hut with a pipe going through the roof at the top. What do they call them? I don't know names.
And was there, was there enough fuel? Because it was winter.
Fuel was... Well, it was rationed, let's say that, rationed. And many a time it was bloody cold. But not as we... Don't forget, we're in Italy. And if you're cold in Italy, it's not all that... It's like being cold at home. You can put up with it. Well, you start getting cold in Germany and Poland, you are getting cold. But in Italy, you see, we was living... Shall we say, their winter in Italy was pretty much like a mild summer in England. You follow? I mean, I've no heating on now. And
it was
passable, but you could get cold during the night.
Right. Did you... So the hut was just one big room?
One big long room.
There's no dividing?
No dividing.
Would you have an NCO in there?
That's what I'm coming to. He'd always have the first bunk in the doorway. You follow me? Yeah.
And was he in charge of the hut?
Well, they made him in charge to keep it straight and beds tidy and swept up and general... What's it? Somebody to... See that the thing were done. Else it had just been left to rot,
wasn't
it?
And was it done? I mean, did
he... Oh, yes, we was glad to do something, because there, we'd no work to do. So if you was doing something, what the hell it was passing the time on. Because don't forget the long days and long nights. And if you've not done nothing and you're not tired, the long nights are hard.
So you were... That's the huts dealt with, in a sense. You ran the internal... You kept it clean, as clean as...
Yes, kept it clean. And we had, in the evening, the lights would be on till, 9 o'clock-ish, something like that. And then it'd be switched off, you see. Beddy.
But
after, yes, after that, switched off from the main, not your own individual. And you had your gay. We used to play, as we call it now, bingo.
I'll come back to that. That's that. Now, what about you mentioned that the washing range, which was just a sort of pipe, an open pipe.
Yes, a long trough with a stand affair that held a pipe going along with a series of taps, and you washed that.
Were there any showers or anything like that?
There was a block with showers in.
Could you use that when you liked, or was it a regulated?
You was taken to the showers.
And were you able to keep clean?
Reasonably keep clean, back to the same thing again. We never got dirty because it didn't work. I mean, you got sweaty, but you wasn't ground in dirt.
What about lice? Did they get hold of the huts?
The lice? Again, very funnily enough, I never come across any to the extent as I did in Germany. In fact, in Benghazi, that's where we saw the naughty things there. They were jumping out the sand with the heat, fleas. But after that, and the bugs in the hospital, but Bergamo, no bugs. The camp, no bugs.
What about the actual toilet arrangements at the camp?
To the bogs. Yeah.
What arrangement did they have there?
The hole in the wall, the hole in the floor. Yeah.
Were they kept clean, the toilets?
Well, we had to do it. Fatigues. Keep your own clean. Yeah, fatigues.
So they were reasonable?
Reasonable. Quite reasonable.
Now, what about, how did you get your food? Was there a cookhouse?
Cookhouse there.
Who staffed it?
Was it Italians, with the help of our famous cooks, see? But, I mean, when all was said and done, it all ended up as Italian grub because it was macaroni again. And the usual skilly, macaroni skilly.
How many ration did you get there then? I mean, did you get that once a day, or how many times a day would you get your food? Or what was the rate?
In the morning, you'd have coffee. Well, as you know what it is, don't you? That sort of stuff. Just to wet your mouth. Coffee, first thing. Then later on in the morning, used to be skilly up. Brought in containers.
What containers? I mean, the Dixies that they provided.
Big
Dixies.
About that, like that, lids on.
And how
scoops.
Would you get, had you been issued with, because you didn't have your small Dixies, did you?
No, nothing. I finished up with an eye tie one, which was shaped like a kidney shaped. That tall and kidney shaped, and you got a ration of your skilly in there, and the top part, the lid, you got your, what's it, your drink, what's it.
So you got that, what time was that, you say in the morning, was that late morning, breakfast?
Lebenses.
So you got a ration.
You get your coffee early, then roll call. Then your Lebenses, you just wandered aimlessly about till 11, and you wandered aimlessly about, unless you were exerted from wanting to play a game or do something, until the afternoon.
And then when was
your
next
4 o'clock? 4 o'clock time.
So
about 4 o'clock.
A gap from 11 till 4.
And then you got that.
What did you get at 4?
Much the same stuff. Might have been a bit of rice pudding and stuff, or weak soup. Another drink is, and that was it. And then you made do. Don't forget, when we started getting parcels... Oh, you had your bread. Sorry, I missed the bread out. You got a ration of bread.
Then. You got that at 11 and at 4.
You got your day's ration of bread, yeah.
When?
I believe... Did we get all at once in the morning? I think we did. I think we got the bread for the day with the, in the morning.
And this was back to black bread, was it? Or was it still white?
Oh, it wasn't white then, no. It was the old meal colour, you know. And
what was the food like? I mean...
Well, it wasn't... let's say you couldn't do a lot off macaroni, could you, bust? Eh? Macaroni, I mean, soup with tops in, maybe a tiny bit of meat in some. If you were lucky, if you got the scoop in the right place, you got a bit of meat. And your rice and your bread. So in between the 11s and the 4 o'clockies, or if you could. Make do and say, well, bugger it, I won't have it in the afternoon, I'll have it tonight before light's out. You maybe get a bit of meat out your parcel. Of course, the bacon's cooked in them tins, you see, and a bit of your bread from morning. You could have a little bacon butty or something like that, or a bit of, and of course, hey, and don't forget, and you had to eat it, because when they issued the parcels, he had his little hammer. When they issued the parcel, you used to go down to the place in the compound where he issued them on a table, and the parcels was open like that, with a lid off, cardboard box, with a lid off, and all the tins showing inside, and he had his little hammer with a dinghy on the end, knocking hole in them.
So you couldn't save them because they'd go off?
That's the idea.
Why did he do that?
Well, because he thought, I suppose they say, well, if they like that, they won't keep, so they can't hold them up if they think about disappearing. And on top of that, they've got to eat and get out the road, so that was the other...
What was in... You'd be on normal parcels.
Oh, we got a cigarette ration.
Hang on, what about the normal parcels, the Red Cross parcels?
These are what I'm on about.
What was in them then?
Oh, and even your parcels from home, he busted if there were any tins in. Tinnabully, average. American parcels were the best, although it's not fair to say, is it really?
Why was that?
Well, they had good stuff in there. Spam, big tin of spam. That's where we got all these words from, isn't it? Big tin of Klim, which is milk reversed. Isn't it the name? Klim. Tin of Klim, the what's it powder. Holtz, tin of Holtz to make porridge, biscuits, cheese in a little tin, marge, fish.
This is the American sardines. Parcel.
It wouldn't be. I mean, you could get a parcel like that, and then the next one be a different variety. But that was the general, what's it?
Were there any other? I mean, there were British ones, the American.
Now, yes, now in the British ones, you got a tin of Nestle's milk, which was, you know, what you can spoon. You know that type of stuff, don't you? Nestle's condensed milk. You got a tin of that, and you get oats in that, Scotch oats, and margarine. And the tin of, not spam, you get a tin of pulp luncheon, as you call it now, pulp luncheon meat. A tin of sardines in aisle. A packet of what do you call it? Especially if they were coming from that place, Alwick, made up there. A packet of shortbread. Tin of bully beef, it's some.
But you preferred the American. Did you ever get the Canadian, or you know?
We've had Canadians and all, but much the same as the Americans with this Klim Larkin, you know. Oh, they were lovely stuff, that was. Why? And them biscuits, like puff biscuits.
And you got a parcel to yourself, did you? Or did you?
No. The best I ever had was one between two, but the average was one between three. It's even been as bad as one between four.
And who decided?
And there was no regular distribution day saying, oh, well, we've only got to go another 3 or 4 days and the parcel'll be up again. When you had a parcel, you didn't know when the hell it was going to come again.
Who decided, when you went to where the parcels were doled out, who decided who got what?
Whoever received them, which I suppose would be the admin, the Italian admin office, and they say, right, we have had delivered, because they was bloody crooks, I suppose, but they'd say, right, we've had X number of parcels, and we have X number of prisoners. So that works out at one between...
But when they were doling it out, so there's one parcel to share between...
Ah,
the
three. Well, right, so... So many to the hut, right? 30 men in a hut, one between three, 10 parcels. Now, you shared it out with who the hell you had to be with two other buggers from wherever they are, so it would be me and Georgie and maybe him underneath.
So you just shared it out amongst yourselves?
Yeah. And what a share that was. Hey, when the bread come up, they measured it to the millimetre. And when it was parcels, a tin of bully bit right, the three would say, well, what are we having? Well, somebody would say, well, open the luncheon meat. And we'll have it with a bit of this, you see, today. And the luncheon meat would be open. And there was no tin openers. They were all on the screw locks, you know. And we'd open it, and then... It came out. You'd think a bloody engineer was setting about it. It was down to the fraction, to the air. And now, what's that like? What's that end? Is that bigger because it's gone thinner there? That end is thinner than the other end. Now, if that's thinner, it has to be a bit wider than the one at the other end. Oh, what? Bloody hell! And what would it be? It wouldn't even taste what you were arguing about.
Did it cause arguments?
Oh, I've heard arguments galore, yes. You'll even find them in civil life like that, won't you? So you get back where you're living on a bloody shoestring, it comes out.
But you wouldn't be able to keep the tins for long if they were spiked.
I mean, no. I mean, in that weather...
How many days do you reckon, would you?
Well, they didn't last that long. We never timed it because they went... It was eaten. But your own common sense, if you had a tin of bully beef and you're in Italy and it did that sort of weather, I wouldn't fancy it after a couple of days, would you? In a tin. So, where were we up to? Now,
how about the liquid things? Now, that is difficult to share out. How did they manage that?
The liquid things, sort of coffee...
Klim,
right. Well, somebody eventually would finish it. We'd always have an empty tin, wouldn't we? An empty tin. And of course, eventually, we'd all have bloody empty tins. Well, you only needed in three, when one between three, you only needed two with empty tins. So then, it was spooned. One, two in there, two in there, two in there, two, until that tin was empty. And they had to be level spoons, not eat. You know the time in the world to do it. And, as I've said, that you see in some parcels, we got bacon. And we knew for a fact that the Asians didn't eat bacon. But they would be getting bacon in their parcels. But we knew that they would want oily stuff to put on their head. So my friend George used to go across to the wire and he'd do it for two or three of them. He'd take a couple of tins of marge, only small tins of marge, and get the bacon off them. Things like that.
Now, did you get... I'll come back to how your wife knew...
Same thing with the condensed milk, spooned.
What about the private? parcels. Did you get them while you were at PG 73?
I never got a private parcel in Italy at all.
Right, that's all right. That covers that then.
I never got a private parcel in because the wife, Dorothy, didn't know where I was for 6 months after I'd been captured. And I was captured in June 42, and I left Italy in September 43. So by the time she found out where I was, and she'd been getting in touch with the Red Cross and what have you, there was no point in her sending me anything.
Right. Now, you bartered with the Indian people. What about internal bartering amongst yourselves? Did that take off?
Oh, yes, there was, especially, as I said, they give us, you could get cigarettes off the, for the smokers. It never bothered me smoking. But you could get cigarettes, they were called Three Star.
And were they a ration?
They issued us with those. 5 or 10. God knows when you got them. But it was a smoke, which was a lot better than when we got the other side. And they did it. The lads who was addicts at it for smoking, they used to barter with the guards. They'd give them chocolate we got in the parcels. I forgot that. That was a bar of chocolate, Cadbury's or what have you, Rowan Trees, whatever we're going, yeah. And they used to barter a bar of chocolate for cigarettes.
But you wouldn't do that?
Well, it never interested me to that extent, cigarettes.
Would you barter your cigarettes to get more food? Or
Yes, and I have done.
Was it like, I mean, in some people have told me that cigarettes were almost like a currency. Would that be true in PG 73, or was the market?
Not to the extent to what I could tell you later on.
Right, we'll leave that.
This was a cushy number to what had to come.
Did you get any camp money? I mean, were you paid?
Lira. Camp lira. All it was fit for was when you went to the bog, for what it could get.
So
the little shop, a bit of soap, and it was like pumice stone.
There was a little shop, was there?
Well, I'd call it a little shop. You could buy stuff with it. You've seen in prison where they have a bind there, don't you? You know what I mean? Or you want a razor blade or something like that to shave or what have you.
And they'd have that?
And they'd have that.
But your camp money wasn't...
Wasn't worth the paper it was printed on.
So even when you had a bind day, you didn't have enough camp lira?
Well, what was your priority? Soap or a shave to feel clean?
But you couldn't afford the soap or the...
Well, if you got a lira, shall we say a lira a day, I can't remember the exact amount we got, but if you got a lira a day, and they're charging nearly a bloody month's money for a bar of soap, you didn't get many bars of soap, did you? And the bar of soap wasn't like pumice stone, it was like pull of grit. You know when you wash your hands on pumice?
What else was on sale that you could have bought if you hadn't?
You could have a comb, a razor blade, a toothbrush, all rubbish stuff.
What about things like food and drink?
No, bad grub. The only way you could get grub is buy bread off a guard or something like that. For fags. With parcels from home cigarettes. And a lot of them didn't receive them that had been sent from home. Because they'd been snaffled before at the gate.